are taught to kill us at 2 years old.
You heard this old bag of bones speaking, right? Because sometimes I look at people and I think they are such treasures because you just want to bury them. Yachmor. So he's saying that Palestinians, and especially 2 years old Palestinians, or generally Palestinians, they want to kill Americans. Because, que se te seque la lengua cada vez que quieras hablar. Every accusation, it's a confession. I can't be the only one losing it here. This is a speech for the elections from this old potato. Can you imagine they're manufacturing consent to kill children? Palestinians, they don't want your swamp of a country. They just want to live free in their land without occupation, apartheid, and genocide, and with your bombs. Like this human version of a headache. It's screaming like an impregnated goose on the stage, and I'm sure he has the carrot up his spine, because for sure Mossad or AIPAC, they have images of him, ungodly images of him, or whatever. And he's screaming at you that 2 years old Palestinians want to kill you. And I see Susan back there that for sure she doesn't know any kind of geography or where Palestine is. I'm sure she thinks Philadelphia and her country, it's a cheese. Cheering for it. Cheering for it. Of course, all this while all the bombs from America are raining on the children of Gaza. Raining. And don't tell me you didn't see it, because you see it. And you're cheering for it, and with your tax dollars, and you're killing kids every day, and you think Palestinians or any person in the world wants your swamp of a country. This is a textbook of racism and hate speech. And it's on your elections, this is the competition of who has a bigger leash from the Zionists, who licks more Israeli boots. Yeah, take the American flag and wipe it off. And all of you there behind cheering, oh, for what? Because dear Americans, you really have to take care of your eyes, because those are the only balls you have left. Because you have the boots of Israel on your neck. You're so laughable and disgusting. This is what represents you. And for you, old potato speaking, I'm gonna tell you something. One day, that one day will come, and you will search for sympathy. And you know where you can find it? In the dictionary, between shit and syphilis. Trust me, you're such a disgusting swamp of country. I cannot pronounce an animal because I don't want to insult any animal. This is what represents you. Genocide, murder, and your speech to win elections. Like, imagine, everything about making America great is who has a bigger allegiance to a foreign entity. You're laughable, you're disgusting. And may God pay you to the last breath, to the last drop of sweat, until you reach hell.